Good day. I'm John Sleggers. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst paid a visit to Lamar's Friday to present one of her Small Business of the Week awards to Brown Century Theater and Gift Shop. Senator Ernst explains the criteria behind this award.
First and foremost, a small business in a community that has given back to the community. And so we take a look at how are they inspiring others to establish businesses? What are they giving back in their community? And certainly Brown Century Theater, they are just a real pinnacle of a small business. They set such a beautiful example of sharing God's love to others through song. It's just really a great family-owned business, and I want to promote them as much as possible so that other small businesses can see what has been contributed by this family and how they can strive to do that in their own communities as well.
Ernst is chair of the Senate Small Business Committee and will serve in that capacity in the next Congress.
I will be able to decide the direction that the committee goes. And first, we will want to start with renewing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, taking a look at the impact to small business and making sure that those provisions are renewed. So I'll be taking input from small businesses all across the state of Iowa. That will be a priority. Other issues I've focused on in the Small Business Committee would be that child care, access to capital for young entrepreneurs, a number of different avenues that we will take. But I'm very excited and honored to have that position.
Senator Ernst is wrapping up a round of visits to all 99 counties in Iowa with stops this weekend. Friday, Ernst also visited Sheldon, Storm Lake, and Emmitsburg. The Lamar's Street Department has closed two westbound lanes on the west side of Business 75. Street Supervisor Scott Knipe says they're not sure how long the closure will be in place. They'll have more information on the matter on Monday. Siouxland organizations and businesses joined together on Thursday for the fourth annual Vet Together event. The event was held at the Elks Lodge in Sioux City. Over 200 veterans and their families attended. They were given a free meal from Big Papa's Grub and the Run and the Northwest Iowa American Legion Riders out of Lamar's. Guests were able to enter to win door prizes from many local businesses. The veterans that attended were given a challenge coin and encouraged to get to know each other and come to meet new friends. The Vet Together event was organized by the Siouxland Warrior Coalition and Powell Broadcasting with the help of many area local businesses and organizations. A temporary wastewater discharge permit was approved for the city of Cherokee by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The city's wastewater treatment plant sustained significant damage because of floodwaters. The facility is unable to process wastewater due to safety and reliability concerns. As a temporary measure, the city has been storing wastewater in lagoons, which are now full and at risk of overflowing. Starting yesterday, the city began to discharge up to 2 million gallons of wastewater per day into the Little Sioux River. This will last for 25 days or until the lagoon levels are lowered to a safe level. At the same time, the city is developing a short-term treatment plan for using the lagoons, and plans are already underway for a permanent wastewater treatment facility. State regulators in North Dakota approved a pipeline route permit for the Summit Carbon Solutions proposed carbon capture pipeline. The route approved Friday by the North Dakota Public Service Commission is part of a 2,500-mile proposed project covering five states, including Iowa. Summit CEO Lee Blank says it's an important step.
The fact that we've now got our permit approved here in the state is a very big deal for Summit Carbon Solutions, but just one more step in the process for the company. So we'll continue to work on the other aspects of the business as we move forward.
The approval is important for Iowa, as construction in Iowa cannot begin until the project is fully approved in North and South Dakota. The Sierra Club of Iowa's Jessica Mazur says that pipeline opponents are disappointed in the permit decision, but the fight is far from over.
It's not something people are willing to compromise on. They're in this to protect their future, their farms, their legacies, their families, their communities. It just, there's too much at stake.
Summit plans to reapply for a route permit in South Dakota next week, Tuesday. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.